There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Blackhawks just 2-2-3 on their 8-game homestand so far, but they're hoping to end it on a positive note when they host the Panthers tonight at 7:30. Scott Darling expected to get the start in net. Elsewhere, former Hawk Nick Leddy has signed a 7-year contract extension with the Islanders worth $5.5 million a year. Coming off a win over the Milwaukee Bucks last night, the Bulls are holding practice today at the Advocate Center. They continue their season-high 7-game homestand by hosting the Hornets on the West Side tomorrow. White Sox holding their first full-squad workout today along with live BP for the first time this spring. Cubs, meanwhile, announced the hiring of Manny Ramirez as hitting consultant. He'll work with major and minor league players. They also made official the Kevin Youkilis hire as a scouting and player development consultant. Cubs single-game tickets go on sale March 6th. College hoops action tonight. Syracuse visits Notre Dame while DePaul hosts Creighton. That game you can hear on the Score beginning at 7:45. And Kobe Bryant has confirmed that he requested a trade to the Bulls back in the spring of 2007, a deal that never came to fruition because the Bulls reportedly did not want to include Luol Deng in the deal. Bryant also nixed a deal to the Pistons, saying Detroit didn't appeal to him. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Aid Superstore in Wilmette. And join Team 670 at the 15th Annual Chicago Polar Plunge on Sunday at North Beach. Go knee high or take the full plunge and support the athletes of Special Olympics. For more information and to donate to Team 670, visit 670thescore.com/events. Your Menards Score weather forecast. We've got some scattered snow showers rolling through the area that could continue throughout the afternoon. Highs expected to climb to 30 today. We're at 21 right now, and that's where we'll be tomorrow. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a great afternoon.
Have a great afternoon.
Afternoon. Great for you.
Hope it's great. Guys. Hope it's great for you. Thank you to Zach Duke, who told us about Don Cooper talking all the way through lunch.
Sandwiches.
Food or not. John Heyman discussed the pace of play and laughed at the hiring of Manny Ramirez. Chortled is probably a more accurate word.
They love him.
Oh, they love him. They absolutely love him. And there's another reason. I'll tell you in a minute. The other reason they hired Manny Ramirez.
I am leaving Chris and a Latino. And I am a Latino girl.
Bruce Levine.
In a Latino.
You heard Bruce yesterday? Bruce said about Javier Baez that he's lived in a Latino world most of his life.
And so I...
like, oh, really now?
And what he meant was...
Latin-speaking house.
The theme park, right. Latino world, right. Which is down in Florida.
Latin-speaking house or Spanish-speaking house?
Whatever the case may be. No, ESL.
His dad worked at Latino world, and that's where Javier Baez grew up. We were inside Latino world. Chris Cook was on the show talking Blackhawks with us. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris are the producers. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Eric Domingo, that's fun to say, is our intern.
How is your Gertz feel?
Tomorrow, Mike Florio joins us and Mark Schanowski.
Do we still have the song? Spots. Do we have the Florio song?
It's being debated. So,
why?
No.
You guys shouldn't trash
it's
everything.
It's a new time.
From the show.
It's a new world. It's a new energy.
Peoples.
It's a new thing. It's,
I guess.
So, here's the other reason you hire Manny Ramirez. Hello, Boers and Bernstein.
Hi, fellas.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, Jay Zawoski? How you doing? Good day to you, too, you and Carrie.
Good day, Carrie.
Good day, Carrie. Have a great day.
Have a good one.
Ship, you have a wonderful day.
She's
you're
going
the man.
Out to stand in for the Hamburglar.
Yep. Oh, see?
Well, look.
Yeah, I know. What were you saying, Spiegel, about
Manny Ramirez?
You hire Manny Ramirez because the
Manny
Cubs,
Ramirez, yeah.
The Cubs are not going to be seemingly making up with their iconic Dominican slugger anytime soon.
Don't be so sure.
Well,
yeah,
we'll see.
I think they are.
No, that would be good. That would be smart. But either way, it's good to have a guy like Manny, and if you're going to go down there and court the Dominican players, you saw the Red Sox just closed with Moncada, who was Cuban, not Dominican. But the point is, Manny will help them. Manny will help them in that regard and help go to the new facility down there, Dominican, and court those players.
Can't hurt, could help. Even though you don't, I think sooner there is going to be no courting, that you're going to have a world draft.
That's right.
There's going to have to be a world draft. Because if you look at the money that Moncada made at 19, it's just not fair to be an American at 18 or what, 17, and not be able to sign that kind of
right,
deal
Jay?
because of draft slotting.
No.
It's wrong.
Go to the Dominican. Go establish residency in the Dominican.
Yeah, there's all kinds of incentives
in the
there. I mean, granted, it's nice to be, after spending 19 years in a country that isn't free, it's windfall.
There probably will be a world draft.
It has to be.
Well, especially because the rules keep kind of changing and fluctuating, and what the Red Sox did like precludes them from even doing anything next year, maybe the year after.
Right.
You know, and the people are bending everything and targeting its odds.
Right, teams are looking at it. Well, we're going to go all in this year and then
right.
take 2 years off. And you see this sort of staggered, there are tiers of teams that decide when they're going to dip in.
We and take that shot.
Right, but it shouldn't be that way. Mm-hmm. Everybody's still gaming the system. And I think MLB's got to get out ahead of it and say, look, this is it's a small world now. It's not exotic. We're finding these guys. Especially with the open lines of communication in Cuba.
I think the world
now.
Is still pretty exotic.
But
you can't take
too.
The fun
it's
out of
button
the world.
Click away.
I think the world is very,
it's a button click away.
Did you say exotic or erotic?
Yes.
It's not
exotic.
What it used to be. You got scouts all over the place working for you, communicating in real time. And you could have eyes on, you could have a guy holding up an iPhone. Scouting some 10-year-old in Korea, just like he's in the middle of Texas.
And he's not even playing baseball. That's a different league you're looking for there.
That's Gary Glitter working for the baseball team.
You're scouting in Thailand.
So, Terry,
we were having the pace of play conversation today, and Rob Manfred has some very interesting ideas about this and marketing to the younger generation. Your thoughts? You've been a guy that I've leaned on for baseball things for a very long time.
How's that worked out for me?
It has worked out.
It has worked out for him. Look where he's at now.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about life at these moments. So your thoughts on what they're doing with the game and how they might change the game. Do you need that nine minutes trimmed off of your time?
Yeah, if it makes them happy, then go ahead. But really, I don't. You know, I fall asleep at everything. It doesn't make any difference if it's basketball, baseball. I don't care.
This guy fell asleep during Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fell asleep during American Sniper, too.
I fell asleep during Stomp on Broadway. Fell asleep at Stomp.
Yeah, so I mean, if they take a picture of it, what do you think they can do? Change the theater? I mean, look, he's sleeping. We got to do something different. Oh, my God, the kid's
so
sleeping. Who cares if the kid's sleeping? Who cares?
He's so cold.
I mean, it's just
dark. It was cozy. I was being entertained.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't need those 9 minutes back. I really don't. Whatever you think you're going to get, I don't need it.
Might as well,
need
though.
Any of it.
25. What if they grab 20, 25 minutes and it's just an extracurricular BS? It's just in 20 seconds of a billboard when you come back from commercial. Take that off.
You are having a very difficult time raising anything.
That's it.
Anything.
Yeah. I mean, football is king because everyone loves football.
Betting,
other than that, it's fantasy football keeps people involved and the betting
that
as well.
That age is great for that.
I mean, even in college football, they can't get the kids to come to games. Alabama couldn't sell out its student section.
Well, that's because Nick Saban is talking down everyone.
No, no, no.
How about the Michigans, though, too?
Because people would rather be in bars. Yeah. They don't want to be at the game.
They don't
want any drizzle. They want to have perfect cell service.
Remember, Michigan was giving away tickets if you bought, a couple of Pepsis or a couple of Cokes?
Not now. Powerbow is there.
Well, that's going to change.
Speaking of college kids being idiots, something that I absolutely abhor happened last night.
And
what's going to happen?
Unwarranted court storming.
There is no court storming.
It's over.
I've never understood the psyche of an individual who hasn't participated in the event, wanting to be a part of the event. Okay, so after you run on the court, you have that 5-second rush of idiocy, whatever the hell's happening in your head, and then what? Then now you have to find yourself through the mass of
find
drunk
your jacket.
Idiots. Exactly. And what's going to happen is,
where's your damn jacket?
You're going to run up on a LeGarrette Blunt type and get your face rearranged for you. And it almost happened last night.
It almost happened last night.
The assistant coach had a guy in a headlock. You're running up against a kid who's played for 2 hours now in a Big 12 conference game.
And you're just a drunken
fool.
Bill
Self was absolutely
right. And what's going to happen is somebody's going to knock your ass out.
And the police actually sent out a picture via Twitter to identify one of the fans.
It's ridiculous.
They want the guy's name.
Why is it happening still?
Well, here's...
There's that feeling of... impulsiveness and want to being part. Want to be
part
of the
party. Not to run another team.
When's the last time you guys were at a general admission concert, like in a giant stadium or something like that? And as soon as the show starts, everybody jumps from one level down to the next and just rushes the stage.
I've never
had that energy rush to do anything like
that. No, because I bought my ticket and I'm sitting here and I'm absorbing the.
Because you're old now.
I don't want to get hurt.
Go back to 20.
They're not worried about their jacket. Burns is worried about his jacket.
You don't leave your jacket.
Yeah,
that's some old stuff, man. Come on.
I've left games early because I wanted to get a jump.
By the way, a 34-year-old guy, he's old now.
Yeah, I mean, when
I was 34, I had a paper route. What the hell are you talking about? What the hell's the matter with you?
Six children.
But did you always know where your jacket was? That's the question.
I had four children and two mixed kids. Right, Jay?
Yes, very much so. How you doing?
You know what? I was watching the other day when you watch old World Series clinches. Like in New York, Yankee Stadium, Reggie Jackson, where Greg Nettles catches the final out, and everybody runs on the field.
Everybody runs on the field.
Mm-hmm. And it used to be a thing.
That's why then you had mounted police.
People would rip up home plate. I mean,
Aaron was frightened to death.
But those New York fans. But I'm saying storming the field in baseball
in suits and hats.
I'll tell you part of your title.
I'll tell you one that I'm picturing right now. Chris Chambliss hit
the home run. Exactly.
The home run against the Royals to clinch the AL pennant.
Couldn't even get to the plate. Remember, you had to bump people get to the plate.
So. And now we look at that, it's horrifying to think, oh my God, who's got a gun? Who's a terrorist? Who's got a knife?
Who's going to run into a kid who just